they transferred their membership from the Baptist to the Methodist Church. You understand, they speak of transferring, but a Catholic, you either raised or born in it, and they consider you a member regardless of what transpires the rest of your life, and you become a convert if you shift from one religion to the other. You didn't know that, huh?
Yeah. Now, people who don't go to church, folks say they don't believe in. They don't.
Well, you may not be an active member of any church. You understand?
Yeah. And then you say they don't believe in.
Well, you can't say they don't believe in Christ.
Or they don't believe in
organized religion.
Yeah. Well, they certainly don't believe in organized religion. You know, but the church says that those people don't believe in God. In God.
An atheist, but that's not an atheist. An atheist is quite different from a man that don't go to church. That makes me think of a friend of mine. He was drunk, and they were taking a census. The churches had gotten together, and they knocked at the door, and he opened the door. And he looked at them, they told him what he wanted. He said, ladies, I don't belong to any organized religion.
Now, if you want somebody to go with you, you say, I won't go.
You mean go where?
Say you want somebody to go with you to do something, you might say, you had to go to New Orleans, you might say, well, I don't want to drive all the way by myself.
And how about coming over there with me, driving over there with me? Awesome. That's the way you express it now.
I won't go
alone.
Talking about you wanted him to go with you, you might say, I won't go
without someone.
Without you going?
Yeah, you could say that. Unless you go, I won't go. Of course, there's many ways you can express that.
Okay. Now, you got something done and you could have used help. And you might ask afterwards to that person that was just sitting there, you might say, why do you sit there? Why did you sit there blank of helping me? Why did you just sit there when you could have been helping me?
I don't follow that. I don't
get
that.
Now, in church, the preacher delivers
sermon,
and the opposite of God is
the devil.
The devil.
The spirit of evil is the devil.
Okay, other names for him?
Well, Lucifer is one of them. The prince of darkness, you could use that. There's many ways. One man in town says there's many devils. He says they follow him around all the time.
Yeah. What about it?
In other words, the spirit of goodness and badness dwells in every man.
Yeah. What about the fellow who folk, your mother or father or somebody used to tell you was going to get you if you didn't?
Well, there was a term used around, yeah. Well, they call that Jaboon.
Jaboon?
Yeah, Jaboon, but you never heard of it.
Who was that?
Well, it's some kind of, I don't know, nobody ever saw one, heard one, but he was some kind of spirit that would get you, you understand, if you didn't do the right thing. I've heard that. That must have been a Creole, a French term, you understand?
Any nicknames for the devil? You call him, you're as mean as old